Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to another live edition of the Danielle Forbes Show, episode 2, part 2 of Distracted from Your Purpose. Thank you for joining me again for my second episode of the comeback season. I am so very excited to be back on the air. Had some technical difficulties yesterday, but it is okay. That was pretty much the purpose of our show, to show how, you know, sometimes the enemy will definitely try to distract you from your purpose. And there is no doubt that spreading the good news of Jesus Christ and just spreading good news, period, is my purpose. And any way that the enemy can try to keep me from spreading that news, he's going to try it. So it's no wonder we had some technical difficulties yesterday, but it's all good. We're live tonight. So happy to be here. So happy that you guys are joining me. Have a wonderful show planned for you tonight. Have a couple of great hosts that are going to be joining me. A special friend of mine, mentor, brother in Christ. He is excellent. Known this guy for a lot of years. And not only does he study the word, but he immerses himself in the word. So he is going to join us tonight while we discuss being distracted from your purpose. And we're going to definitely get into distractions. And we all know that sometimes distractions come from the enemy, but sometimes they can come from God as well, so that he can test us and see if we are going to fold under pressure. So he definitely will elaborate on that. And we're just going to also find out about how do we know what our purpose even is. Do we have a purpose? So it's going to be a great show tonight. I'm looking forward to it, especially after the technical difficulties last night. Got the kinks worked out, I believe. And so we are in store for a wonderful show. But before I get into it, I definitely want to have a moment of silence, and also my condolences. And my heart goes out to those that lost loved ones in Las Vegas in the shooting. That just breaks my heart. That is very much so weighing heavy on my heart tonight. That was just inhumane and just senseless. And so definitely if we could keep those victims and their families in our prayer and remember those that lost their lives in Vegas. They say that that was the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. That is just breaks my heart. So our condolences and our hearts go out to those families. So tonight we are definitely, again, we are in for a great show. Kind of want to jump into it. Before I do go into it, I just want to say, make sure that you tune into the Danielle Forbes Show. You can also listen to it live. But if you do miss a show, because sometimes people work, they can't listen to the show live. So the shows are archived. And so you can always go back and listen on blogtalkradio.com/ the Danielle Forbes Show. Also, it looks like I will be able to take some live callers tonight. So I'm super excited about that, because that is my main reason for doing this show, is to be in contact with my audience and see what you guys think and just get your feedback. That is what I look forward to. So I will be taking some live calls at 914-803-4954. Again, that number is 914-803-4954. So if you want to just listen to the show live, or if you actually want to call in and ask a question, I would love to hear from you. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce a great friend, mentor, brother in Christ of mine, minister, pastor, Eric Davenport. Let's bring him in right now. Let's give Pastor Davenport a warm welcome. Mr. Davenport, are you on the line?
Thank you for having me.
Hey, gotcha. Hello. Mr. Davenport, welcome to the Danielle Forbes Show. Thank you for joining.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure.
I'm so excited to have you on this show tonight because as we talked, and, you know, I'm just excited to be on the show, first of all, because anyone that knows me, you know, personally definitely knows how passionate I am about my purpose and the Lord and just, you know, and distractions. So we kind of talked off air about distractions, and Mr. Davenport, you know, I hate to call him Mr. Davenport, Eric, I have to get personal, gave me some great feedback and all of the things that can be distractions to us. And I definitely want him to get into that with me. But before we do get into it, I have another very special co-host of mine. This is also my sister. We got some big plans. Miss Tanisha Simpkins, she also is the host of her own radio show, Table Talk Radio, and she does a lot of other things, and we are working some big things up on the side too. So I'm going to bring her into this discussion as well, and we are really going to get into it and have a great discussion about distractions and even our own personal distractions and how we can overcome them and, you know, get them out of our way or just put them on the back burner and come back to them at a later time. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Miss Tanisha Simpkins. Tanisha, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Danielle,
hey,
for inviting me to
how
the
are
Danielle
you?
Forbes Show. I'm good.
Oh,
I'm glad to be a part tonight.
I am so happy to have you a part. Two of my favorite people on the line. This is going to be a great show indeed. So without further ado, I'm going to give Mr. Eric Davenport the floor for a minute. I want to ask him to just elaborate on this topic, distracted from your purpose. Eric, what is it, you know, in your terms, in biblical terms, however you want to give it to us, what is it to be distracted from your purpose?
Well, to be distracted is to be unable to stay focused on whatever your purpose may be or calling. I like to give the example. It's almost like, you know, being in a vehicle for those of us who drive, or even if you're outside waiting for a bus, you know, if you see a light, or let's say we see something that catches our attention, you know, whether it could be a man, female, it could be a car, something that we're attracted to. And just an instant, if we're distracted, you know, it can cause a fatality. You know, we've seen people perish just because they were distracted just for one moment. We can also be distracted, you know, because of we're not focused on different things. You know, another example of that would be if I'm trying to hear one thing and someone's talking. I'm sure some of us have been there when we're trying to focus on one thing, but we're distracted because someone else is in our ear. You know, and biblically speaking, it can cause us to miss the voice of God because we're caught up in other things. So it's important that we remain focused on what our purpose is and focus on, if we're trying to hear God's voice, it's important that we remain focused on what our objective is.
Yes, yes. That is amazing. So you just gave us some different examples of exactly of, you know, what exactly distractions are and what they can be. And, you know, I know we spoke off air last night. You said things such as anxiety. And what is it, you know, other than all of those things you just named, in addition to that, what else causes you to be distracted from your actual purpose, your God-given purpose in life?
Well, anxiety is a good one. You know, when we're afraid and we find ourselves, again, focused on the trouble and we're focused on things that may, you know, be hurting us. Sometimes it can take our focus off of God, you know, and what happens is it'll cause us to have fear. And, you know, while we have wrestling with this anxiety and this fear, it can now distract us from faith. You know, fear is the opposite of faith. And if we're focused on our fear, then we're not trusting God. So we can't, we don't want to do both. It's one or the other. So it's important that we keep our focus again on God and on our purpose or whatever God called us to do. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And Miss Tanisha Simpkins, you know, something that us women, especially, I feel like, you know, in certain areas, men are able to focus a lot better than us. Would you agree? At times, in certain areas, at times. But with a woman, I kind of just want to say, I feel like, you know, for women, we can get distracted when we start to put our focus on the wrong thing, such as, I don't want to call it the wrong thing, but on a relationship. We definitely, once we've made our mind up that once we set our eyes on a man and we just have to have it or have to have that particular man or we just want to be in a relationship, you know, it's easy for us to be distracted by that. So, you know, as a woman, just getting a woman standpoint, what is your definition, you know, of distractions, or how do you feel as far as being distracted from your purpose, if that's ever
absolutely
happened?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You asked a question about men and women when it comes to our purpose. I think it may be a balance with both. It's just that women are more emotional about it or more vocal about saying something about it, as opposed to, I'm not sure, the man who's under them, as opposed to a man. We're more, oh, my God, what is my purpose? I lost my purpose. You know, we get more emotional about it. And I think that a lot of times, especially when it comes to relationships, we put so much focus, and I'm just speaking on women, we put so much focus on our relationship, making sure that it's perfect, making sure that we're doing this, making sure that we say that we are in purpose together, that we tend to drift away, you know. We tend to drift away. When I say drift away, we no longer, especially women, we no longer hang out with our friends anymore. We're more just exclusive to the guy, you know. Now, and the guy's like, when you going to go around your friends? Did somebody just call you?
Yeah.
You know, we more cultivate them a little bit more until we just drift away to exactly some of the things that we enjoy doing as our passion and as our purpose. And that's how relationships can sometimes intervene, you know what I'm saying, with your purpose, because you have took your purpose, you have took your eyes off your purpose. And we know that our purpose is, as we would call, some of us would call, the prize. You know, so we've taken our eyes off of that, and we only fix our eyes on one particular thing that we think that's just it for our purpose, when you know, our purpose is not intended to be just that one thing, but of many different things.
Amen.
You know?
Yes, I love that. Sure. And, you know, I have a question for you, Eric. How is it, you know, and this would, I guess, relate to the word, and I kind of already – I think I know how you would answer this, but how can we, because there's going to be distractions of the world. You know, the Bible says be in the world, not of it. And we know that, and that's a hard thing to do when there are so many things. You know, you figure distractions are going to be there. If we succumb to them, that's a whole other issue. I mean, we're going to be distracted by the things that we have in our very own lives. Then, you know, you add children into the equation. Then you add, you know, a career. You might be, you know, in a dead-end job, but you can't leave that job right now because it's putting food on the table, it's paying the bills. You know, you might be in a bad relationship. You might be in a good relationship. How is it, though, but you can have all of those things going on, but with all of those things, God's like, okay, I know you have all these things going on, but this is still your purpose. How can you still deal with all of those things that are, you know, that's happening around you in the world, in your life, but still really zero in and focus on what you know God is laying on your heart for you to do and accomplish in this world that he will get the glory? How can you tune those things out for a little bit and really focus on your purpose, or still deal with those things and still focus on your purpose?
Well,
that's
a
good
question. For either one of us or – go ahead.
I'll put both of you to answer. I'm going to ask Eric to answer it because I want to see what, you know, what he has to say from a man's point of view. Yes.
Well, biblically speaking, you know, there was a guy in the Bible named Samson. And, you know, God gave him a purpose. You know, his purpose was to destroy the Philistines. And, you know, in the Bible, he lost focus because he met Delilah, you know. And when he met Delilah, it caused him to be distracted from what God originally called him to do, you know. And what happened is, for those of us that are familiar with the story, you know, Samson not only dated Delilah, but he became intimate, and through the process of him losing focus, he told her his secret. You know, she shaved his head, and he lost. Now watch this. Because he lost his focus, there was consequences.
Yes.
You know, the Bible speaks of how the men came, they blotted out his eyes, you know, and, you know, he missed what he was supposed to do. He became a slave to the Philistines. All because he lost his purpose, you know. And the beauty of the story, though, even in spite of the fact there was consequences for him losing his purpose, at the very end, he still completed his assignment that God gave him. And he destroyed those Philistines. And I just want to say to your question that, you know, sometimes, yes, we can lose focus, but we also got to realize there's consequences sometimes for losing our focus. And his consequence was he now became in slavery. And now he's now serving the Philistines. You know, they're making a mockery and a joke out of him. This is the same man. At one time, you know, that killed a lion, this is the same man that been there before and, you know, and destroyed several of those Philistines. But the thing was, when he got his focus back on God, God restored everything that he lost. So his purpose was still accomplished, but he had to get refocused, I want to say. So the beauty is, even though we lose our focus, we do have an opportunity to get refocused.
Amen. Amen.
And still fulfill the purpose that we were called to fulfill.
So basically, no matter how far off, and that's the beauty of, and that's the faithfulness of God. No matter how far off the beaten path we go, no matter how far off, no matter how much we think we messed up, I don't believe he will let us leave this earth without fulfilling our purpose, which is his purpose for our life.
Right.
We think it's ours, but it's really his. So, Tanisha, what do you say about that? What's your take on that? How do you deal with all of those things, you know, as a woman, because we have to multitask, you know, we have to be, you know, bring home the bacon, cook it, you know, and everything else in between, you know, and still, you know, fulfill our God-given purpose as a woman, you know, what is your take on that, you know, in the natural? You have a purpose and I see you walking in it and trying to cultivate it, but how do you deal with all the other distractions in everyday life to still fulfill your purpose?
I'm going to say, because in the beginning it was kind of a two-part question, and I would say that how can we, with issues, continue in purpose? You know, can we have issues and still have purpose? You know, absolutely. You know, when I think of that, when you were talking and when he was just speaking, Eric was speaking, he said who he said, but I was thinking of the woman at the well. You know what I'm saying? She had issues. You know, but God gave her a purpose right after that, because she didn't have no purpose before that. But then God had given her a purpose, so he gave her an assignment, you know. And even with David, he had plenty of issues, you know, plenty of issues. And many people of the Bible had issues, but they still continued in the purpose that God had given them.
Right.
So when I feel overwhelmed, or if I say, oh, God, I got this finances, you know, what am I going to do? Or if it's relationship-wise, you know, even to the fact of breaking up a relationship or feeling brokenness, or even to the fact of different types of things that may go on in life, I still have to get up and show up. You understand what I'm saying? I still know that my purpose is greater than what I'm going through. You know, you know, I take my purpose not lightly, because I'm always looked at and viewed, and I have a lot of young adults that, you know, that's contacting me and emailing me, and, you know, even today, you know, oh, I'm so depressed. I have to make sure that I still continue to be that midwife person, you understand what I'm saying, or be that encouraging person, even if I need it myself,
You know, I still know that I still have purpose, and I have to walk into that purpose, because when we feel distracted by, you know, stress, you know, you were saying anxiety, stress is a great distraction when it comes to purpose. You know, stress is such a great distraction, because we'll focus so much on being stressful or being depressed or having anxiety about something than actually doing something and knowing that, you know, once we decide to do it or do it, you're fulfilling your purpose, but you're fulfilling your destiny. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're fulfilling life, you know, because that's what we're here for, to fulfill this purpose. We're not here for that very long. So I always say, get in what you can get in and get in what you can fit in at the time, you know? Don't mind me.
I love that.
So.
It's a lot. It's a lot to bear. And, you know, when I think of, you know, the exact same question to myself, you know, when I think of, you know, distractions and being distracted from your purpose, and this is just on my heart, the scripture comes to mind, all things, and I covered this last night, all things work together for your good, for those that are called according to his purpose. And, you know, Eric and I, we spoke of this before. And, you know, it's like with that scripture, all things working together for our good. Sometimes I feel that when we are in a stressful environment or a stressful season in our life or an uncertain season in our life or even a painful season in our life, or we just don't know which way to go and we feel like we're in a storm and there's, you know, things coming at us from every single angle. Sometimes, you know, we all know that sometimes the enemy distracts. He will definitely send distractions. Mm-hmm. You know, Eric talked about, you know, Samson and Delilah. But sometimes, you know, God will also allow those distractions and allow that storm and things to hurt us so that we could draw closer to him so that we can really own in on our purpose. Do you agree, either one of you?
Oh, absolutely, because he wants to draw us near. You know, that's what it's all about, especially. That's why I was saying sometimes we just drift away, because we're finding ourselves drifting away. We're finding ourselves not doing what we would normally do. Mm-hmm. I always say that. I use this thing, and that's just my thing. I try on another dimension of it. I just say that, you know, we're in a rhythm. You understand what I'm saying? And when we get out of our rhythm, you know, we're distracted. When we get out of our rhythm, we're not doing what we normally do. And the Lord will put some things or stop us at some things or stop us, you know, in distractions to say, hey, I'm over in this direction, you in that direction, but I need you to come to this direction. And people of God and those who have been seasoned, we know when that happens. We know when we hear the voice of God saying that, you know, you allow, you know, this to distract you. I can use for myself. You know, I use myself as being transparent. My daughter, she's 13, and she – AAU basketball. Normally, this particular time, which really got me, they were having it on Sundays, and so I was missing the complete whole Sunday of the summer. Director of ministries at my church, doing this and doing that, so I wasn't available for no one. And then, towards the end, I was listening to a message. We were traveling to, I think, to Tennessee or somewhere, and the message was about drifting. And I just said, Lord, that's me. You know what I'm saying? Because I allowed that to be a distraction for everything that I did. It actually stopped the process. I stopped. I wasn't in church, so I wasn't doing my duties. I wasn't on the radio station. I took off for the whole summer. You know, it completely, you understand what I'm saying? It just completely stopped everything. And I realized, oh, my God, I allowed this, even though it was something that, of course, I wanted my daughter to do, but I allowed this to just make a complete stop of everything that I do. It just took me so off balance and so off course, you know, as to what I would normally do in the flow of things.
Yes, and I love this topic, and it's so deep. And I'm actually going to take a call. I want to say how something, we talk about distractions, you know, how I just said how all things work together for your good, for those that are called according to his purpose. And sometimes, as painful as it is, death can also, you know, bring you to find out what your purpose is. You know what I mean? As painful as it is, and, you know, as much as you grieve through it. And actually, my very own mother, who actually is calling in, through, you know, my mom is a huge advocate for cancer. And through my grandmother's death, you know, it was not in vain. And, you know, cancer did not get the victory. And, you know, my mom has become a huge advocate for cancer through taking care of my grandmother up until the day that she took her very last breath. And, you know, she's really educated herself on it and has really found, you know, a niche to where she can help other cancer survivors or, you know, people that are even battling with the disease. So I'm actually going to take a live call from my mother, and the phone lines are lighting up. I'm so excited, and I'm going to actually bring my mother in right now and give her, you know, a few minutes. I want to ask her how she was able to really, once she got past the grieving period, to really see, hey, God is using this, you know, my mother's death to get the victory, and this could possibly be my purpose. So I am going to welcome Miss Ursula Riggins on the line. Are you there, Miss Riggins?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the Dan Show.
Hey.
So we have
Hi,
everybody.
Thank you.
So basically, yes, I want to, you know, I basically, I don't know how much you heard, but was basically explaining to the listeners how, you know, it's one thing to be distracted from your purpose. It's one thing for the enemy to distract you from your purpose and allow all these different things to come into your life. But it's another thing when, you know, you find out your purpose through a death of a loved one, a death is, you know, someone as close as your own mother. And I really believe that my grandmother's death was not in vain, because my mom is still making sure that through my grandmother's death that, you know, the grave does not get victory, you know, cancer does not get to victory, you know. She's still living on through, you know, other people and other people that she is educating. So can you tell the listeners, as well as my host, how you, you know, allowed that death to, you know, kind of get you to own in on your purpose and see what God was having you to do through her death?
Well, basically, when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, she had breast cancer, and it did go into remission. And then about a year later, it came back. And when it came back with a vengeance, which means it came back full force. It came back into her bladder with liver metastasis, so which means that it had already touched her liver. So by the time she found out, she was only given 6 months to live at that point, which was a devastating blow, because you go to the doctor and, you know, she was being told for months that she was suffering from a UTI, which they were giving her antibiotics back and forth, and, you know, the pain just kept getting worse. So finally I took her and I said, look, we're not going home this time. Something's more wrong with her. She's in too much pain. So they finally did an MRI, and it sure enough, it came back that she had cancer. It came back, she was diagnosed with small cell cancer, which was explained to us that it was like a jet plane. It moves fast and is furious. And at that point, they said either she had to be put into a home or someone had to stay with her. And my sister being a nurse practitioner, you know, my brother working, and right then I knew it had to be me because of the God that sent me, and I knew that I had to do it. And at first I was, you know, I had to pull my thoughts together before she came home, because I was like, you know, Lord, can I do this? And I'm a true believer that God won't give us more than we can bear. And at that point, I knew that I had to do what God had laid on my heart. You know, me and my mom had some struggles with our relationship at times, because, you know, I used to kind of feel like the black sheep at times, and, you know, how much did my mom really love me? So at that point, I knew that there's a reason for this. And as I moved in and took care of her, our relationship grew, and we were able to talk about some things that we normally would have never got to talk about. I was able to open up, and I knew at that point it was God saying to me, this is your chance now. This is the second opportunity to make it right. This is the chance for you and your mom to get back what you lost. So I had to thank and praise God for that, because my strength, I didn't know, you don't know your own strength until you have to use it. And
how
God
did you allow that to, how did you allow that death to get you to really see what your purpose is? You've been doing for, you know, for 3 years now, you've been doing, you know, your events, your cancer events, which you have a spokeswoman, and it's really gotten big, and you've really been spreading the word. How did you manage to move past that grieving and really zero in on and focus on, okay, this death was not in vain, but this is something I'm supposed to be doing, educating people and, you know, helping people, helping survivors to overcome this deadly disease? Well, how did you know that was your purpose?
Mainly because when it's...
And how did you allow the death not to distract you from it, more importantly?
Well, doing an event such as the cancer event, a lot of times, you know, you could do certain events. You could have dancing events for, I'm sure, but a lot of listeners can understand that you could have a big dancing event where you might have hundreds and hundreds of people. When you're having events such as cancer or something about suicide or something, unless it touches home, unless it hits home, you won't have a whole lot of people that will come. So, therefore, you have to really stay focused on why you're doing this, to educate people for early awareness, to try to help. If you can just touch one person and help one person, go get themselves checked out before this cancer gets to a certain stage, do you serve your purpose? You can't let the devil distract you by saying, okay, you can do this event this year, but you're going to have five people to come out. God say where two or three are gathered. As long as he's in the midst of it all, he gets the glory anyway. So I'm never going into this doing it to get glorified myself, because it's not about me. It's about God getting the victory and doing what he lays on my heart, which is if you can reach one person out of this event to say, look, don't let your distraction get the best of you. Do what you're supposed to do. And the devil will get busy when you're trying to do God's work. He will step in. And he will make you feel like you don't do this event next year, because then it's going to be less people. Don't do this year, because then you're only going to get five people. And that's okay. So that kind of helped me stay focused, because I knew what my purpose was. And it wasn't about me. It wasn't about trying to just serve and I get the glory. It was all about God getting the glory, because God gave me this opportunity to see what cancer really does. A family goes through this, not just an individual, a whole family goes through this. So anytime you're going through anything and you're doing anything, if you're doing it for the right purpose, don't get distracted on why you're doing it, because when you're doing something right and you're doing it for the glory of God, the devil is always going to be busy.
Always. Amen, amen. And that is so true. And with that being said, we actually have another caller. I'm going to welcome also another co-host of mine, another powerful friend of mine, Pastor Carl, and I always mess up his last name, Carl W. I can never pronounce it.
I know, right?
God. I'm going to let him speak. It doesn't sound like how it's spelled. So without further ado, I'm going to welcome into our show another powerful man of God. I just love it. And we're going to bring Pastor Carl in right now. Are you there on the Danielle Forbes show? Maybe he's being shy.
Pastor Carl.
Well, maybe he's being shy. I don't know. Let's see. Maybe his phone is on mute.
He's being shy. Carl, that's
Carl, are you there? All right. Well, let's see. Maybe he's being shy.
Yeah, guests, I'm just going to go ahead and inject. For the guests who are listening to the Danielle Forbes show, make sure that you press 1 so that she know that you would like to be connected to say something so she can see that you're willing to talk.
There you go. All right. Let's see. Maybe he will do that for us. So, yes, if you are calling in and you do want to ask a question, make a comment, just hit 1, and we will have you live. So let's see if we can bring him back. Pastor Carl, are you there? Carl, are you there? Okay, well, maybe he'll come back to us. But we're just going to keep it moving. This is an awesome, awesome show. And, you know, I'm really excited to be back on. Talk about distractions. You know, as I said last night, sometimes we are the distraction. Sometimes, you know, we like to blame our distractions and us being distracted on everybody except for, you know, the man in the mirror. You know, Michael Jackson said, start with the man in the mirror. And lots of times we don't want to do that because we don't want to believe that we can get in our own way. We want to blame, you know, the man, the woman, the, you know, the boss, the passengers, you know, the kids, you know, the cat, the dog, and anybody else that we could think of that could be keeping us from doing what we know we were supposed to be, what we are supposed to be doing. And, you know, for me, you know, and I don't know, maybe, you know, any of you on the line can attest to this, but when it's something that God is really wanting you to do, and I mean, he will make it so that you cannot sleep at night. You can try to distract yourself from it or keep, but the Holy Spirit will not let you rest. And I'm sure Eric can attest to this, will not let you sleep. I mean, you will just, when you wake up, it'll be on your mind. And when, you know, and when you, no matter what you do throughout the day, it will be on your mind because no matter, like we said, no matter what it is that you are distracted from, no matter what it is that you're running from, when it is something that you are supposed to be doing, you know, the Holy Spirit won't let you get away from it. So that's the beauty of it. And, you know, I just believe because everything that we are doing is so that God can get the glory. You know, as my mother said, it's so that God can get the glory. It doesn't matter. You know, the Bible says, oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? So it's like beauty, you know, it's always going to be glory after this. It's going to be beauty after this. You know, nothing, I don't feel will ever be in vain. Eric, would you agree with me on that?
Yes, I do. And I just kind of add to your point, in the book of James, it actually talks about how we can be distracted or, you know, based upon our own lust and temptations. So you're absolutely correct. You know, it's not always the enemy, okay? Sometimes it's our own issues that can distract us from our purpose. So, you know, you're absolutely correct.
It's so true. And, you know, to really take it a step further, you know, like, you know, Tanisha and I were saying, and, you know, one big thing I think for not just, you know, man and woman, you know, relationships definitely play a huge role, you know, and it's just, you hate to think of it that way because the relationships can be a beautiful thing, or let's face it, they can be, you know, a very stressful thing. And so it's just like, you know, how, and I think we kind of talked about this a little bit, but you know, it's getting past that. Like, how can you get past, you know, you feel like, okay, this person is distracting me from what I know I'm supposed to be doing or what I want to do or, you know, distracting me from achieving my goals.
you know, do you throw the baby out with the bathwater? Do you say, you know what, you're a distraction, get out of my life? Do you close the door? I mean, you know, what do you do? I mean,
I'll answer that, Danielle. When they are doing you no good, when it's not a good relationship, or when it becomes toxic, or when it becomes very stressful or too much, yeah, then it becomes a distraction. Where you're thinking, you know, do I go further with this relationship? Do I try to see what we can do is communicate and talk and all that good stuff? You know, you try to think of different things, but technically it becomes a distraction. Or even a case what you were saying in the beginning where, I'll choose me. and I'll be happy to choose me because I do it on my show. I'll choose me. I was in a relationship, and then the relationship was over, and it was devastating to me. You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, I still had things that I needed to do. You know what I'm saying? I still had – I'm an outreach person, so I had to – committed myself to volunteerism, but I still had to get up and go there, you know, despite of how I was feeling at that time. And when we're feeling that way, that's when we have to believe in the power of prayer. We have to pray, you know what I'm saying? We have to pray, you know, we just have to declare and decree and to pray. We have to encourage ourselves. We have to say that, you know, Lord, I'm better than that. We have to use all of our I am's. I am successful. I am a good woman. I am a woman of God. We have to use all those things to put us in the right position and the right place that we can move forward. Because, you know, even grieving, you know, that devastates us. That slows our heartbeat down. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It becomes a distraction to us. You know, the same thing with losing a loved one, a divorce, or even with our kids. You know, sometimes they may do things where they disappoint us or whatever. Those things can be a distraction, but we know that we have to put that on the prayer altar. You know, we have to put our feelings on our emotions,
right,
you know, in prayer. You know, Lord, handle this for me because I can't do it on my own. You know what I'm saying? So we have to give it to Him.
Right.
My cliche is for the remaining of this year, and I post it on my Facebook all the time, we are better together. And people think that I was talking about we are better together with another man. No, I'm talking about we are better together with God. You know, we are better together when we depend and we, you know, choose Him, because sometimes we make choices of not being Him or our friends, that we choose Him to be better together with and to be our consultant with and to be that person that, you know, that we lean on. So, yeah, those things can become a distraction, but we have to know that we have to keep going in spite of our cries, in spite of, you know, we want to lay down and be depressed. I got to go. I come back and cry when I come back home.
Right.
And you still have to keep it moving. But, you know, I just want to thank you, Danielle. Hold up, Danielle. I just want to thank you for allowing me to be on the show, because I do have a show at 9:00. So I have to prepare myself, guys.
Do.
If you're out there listening, after you finish Danielle's show, you can jump on mine. It's Relationship 204. You can find it at blogtalkradio.com/tabletalkprod. Outstanding show is 204 because 101 is basic, and sometimes relationships can be complicated. Me and a couple other co-hosts are there. So I'm going to go ahead and just jump off the line. Thank you, Eric, for speaking with you and being a part of it. Thank you, Danielle, for being a part of it also. And you guys can contact me on social media at Tanisha Simpkins. All right, girl, I'll catch you later.
All right, take care and good luck at that show.
Thank you.
And could I add to her?
Absolutely, you can.
Just something she was saying as far as relationships and different things like that. And one thing that, you know, we talked about at church, and I always tell a lot of the girls that I talk to, a lot of times, you know, God has to move us out the way sometimes because we get so dependent. And God wants us to be independent. He wants us to be independent of people, of circumstances, of situations. And sometimes we lose that what God has for us. So sometimes He does have to intervene because we can get so dependent that we lose focus of who is really doing this. Like if somebody give me $1,000, I'm going to praise God because evidently God allowed you to do this. So you got to be independent of people independent of circumstances, and God can say, okay, I'm going to get this person out of your life because the things that you're depending on this person to do for you, you could do it because he said to seek me first. He said, you're getting too dependent on what this person can do for you, and you're forgetting that I can supply all your needs. Sometimes he has to move that out of the way so that we can become back dependent on where he needs us to be dependent on, and that's free of people, situations, circumstances, because we can get so caught up, just like buying a car or buying a house, and you can think, you know what, I need so-and-so to help me, I need somebody to do it. When God moved that out of your way and say, no, you don't, because now you're getting dependent on everything but me, and he said, what happened to seek me first? What happened to that? You know, you lose your focus, and God said, okay, you know what, let me move this out of your way, so you can focus on, I can supply the same thing that you think you can't do by yourself. And then when you go to do it by yourself, boom, there you go. And all you had to do was stay focused. Don't lose your focus. Stay focused on God, and he'll do it. And a lot of times we do lose it. We lose our independency because we become dependent on people and things, to where if they're removed, we start forgetting that God said, I can do all things. And you can do all things through me that strengthens you. What happened to that? You know? And he will put you right back where you need to be, regardless of how he has to do it. And he said, I will get the glory, every knee gonna bow and every tongue gonna confess, by any means necessary will he get us to do that. And a lot of times we absolutely do lose that focus where he has to, just sometimes he got to take it all away from you to bring you back to be dependent, back where he needs you to be. Because when we get saved and stuff, you know, we can talk that talk, but can we walk that walk? Is the question. You know, he said that you can praise me when everything is going good. Now I remove some things out of your life, and you seem like your whole life falling apart. What happened to that? I praise you through the good and the bad. What happened to that? You sing about me, you talk about me, you pray about me, you call your friends about me. Now when I send you to the storm, you through a storm, you go question me. You go question what I can do. We lose focus of what God can do so many times, and I have been through that, and I have learned through some bad situations always that no matter what God removed, that as long as I still got you, I tell them all the time, Lord, whatever you're doing, just don't do it without me because I trust you. So whatever this happened, it's okay, because if it's your will, it's okay with me, because this ain't about me. This ain't about me, because I know that at the end of all of this is going to be gone anyway. He said, I'll remove all of this. And can you still trust me? If I take all this away from you, can you still trust me? My answer would be yes. Take it all.
Amen.
Take it all.
Well,
because it's, it has to be, we have to get to the point in our life, and with a lot of people that, you know, and I tell the young girls all the time that come to talk to me, it's never about my religion. It's always about my relationship. You may not always like what I say, but I keep it real. I say whatever God lays on my heart, whether you like it or not, I say whatever God lays on my heart, and that's the way I put it to you.
And that's 1,000% correct. At the end of the day, it's, you know, your number one focus, if you are in Christ, if you are one in Christ and in Christ is in you, that is your number one focus. And it is easy to, you know, and sometimes it's easier said than done, you know, because life is not easy. We have, you know, God, you know, definitely gives us, you know, our own free will and choices to make. So, you know, in closing, I don't have that much more time, I definitely want to say, you know, as I said last night, you know, the way, and I'm sure Mr. Eric Davenport can, you know, I'm sure both of you can elaborate on this. In closing, you know, the most important thing you can do, if your purpose, so many people want to know their will and their purpose, you know, their God-given purpose for this life. Focus on yourself. Take that time out to get to know yourself. It's not about anybody else, you know, other than God. It's not about your kids. It's not about your boss. It's not about your husband, your wife. At the end of the day, we came into this world by ourselves. We're going to leave by ourselves. You know, we all are here to fulfill a purpose. And, you know, when you do find that special person that God sent to you, there will be a purpose for you to fulfill together. But as a single, and there are tons of singles out there, or, you know, whatever your situation may be, your first relationship begins with yourself. And in order to, you know, in order to really zero in on that and, you know, focus on that is to, you know, kind of you have to turn your attention inward. You know, get excited about knowing yourself, you know, what your gifts are, what your skills are. There's so many people that you ask them, you know, what is it that you can see yourself doing in life? You know, what are your dreams? What are your goals? Some people say they don't even have dreams. You know, they don't know what they dream of doing. They don't know what their goals are. And it's just like, you know, what is it that you like to do? What is it that you feel, you know, that you are good at? You know, some people get, you know, kind of sidetracked by, some people kind of get sidetracked by, you know, what other people are doing or, you know, what they're good at. And they think that, you know, because they aren't, you know, the next Beyonce or the next whoever that, you know, they don't have purpose. But that's not true. So, you know, I just want to say, you know, focus on yourself. Get excited about knowing yourself. You know, get to know you, the things that you like, the things that makes you happy, the things that please you. And once you do that, you know, everything else will kind of, you know, fall into place. Can you elaborate on that for me, Eric, in these last 5 minutes that we have on the Danielle Forbes Show?
I want to say that you're absolutely correct. You know, one of the words that keep coming out over and over again is focus. You know, other than distraction, everyone is saying focus. You know, we're all saying the same thing. You know, and, you know, when I think of focus, you know, I think of, you know, even looking through glasses, you know, when they're trying to make the focus clear so people can see, you know, focus requires, you know, that we got to look straight at that thing. We can't allow, you know, things to distract us off what we need to do, you know, whether it be relationship, whether it be a relationship with God, whether, you know, there's a time when you got to focus on your kid, you know.
Yes.
There's a time you got to focus at your job when you're working. You know, they pay you to do a job, so you can't be focused on something else when you're getting paid to do what they're paying you to do. So, you know, we have to be able to understand that, you know, there's a time to focus on different things, you know. Of course, we have that personal time with our God where we have to focus. You know, the Bible talks about getting in your prayer closet. Why the prayer closet? Because that's a place where you can focus and get away from the distractions, you know, that's around.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's definitely key, you know, and that just kind of resonates with me because that right there will keep you from being distracted. If we can just look at something and just pinpoint. I'll tell you something. I work out a lot. And when I'm at the gym, one thing I've learned that if you're lifting weights and you lose focus, you can hurt yourself. You know, they tell you to they tell you to look at a mark or a certain spot and focus on that because you can tear a muscle, a ligament, or whatever. So losing focus can hurt you. So we have to always remember that, the importance of it.
Yes. I totally agree. And before we close, I think, you know, let's see if we can bring Pastor Carl back in because I would love to see, you know, what his take is on that. So let's see if we can get him in. Carl, are you with us tonight, Pastor?
I'm here. Thank you for having
me. Hey. Praise the Lord, and thank you for calling. You called in at the perfect time. We have, you know, we have a few minutes left, and I don't know if you listen to the whole Danielle Forbes show, but, you know, I'm sure you heard enough about it. You know, we're talking about being distracted from your purpose and all of the things that, you know, the enemy can, you know, come in and distract you from, but also how God sometimes allows those distractions, you know, and allows those storms and that pain to actually get you to focus on your actual purpose. So, you know, what can you tell us about distractions and focus and, you know, in your own words and, you know, your own experience? You got the floor.
Well, I have to consider the fact that the Bible says in John 10 and 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. When you think of a thief is one that takes that which does not belong to them. And they will often try to acquire that which does not belong to them without being noticed.
Yeah.
However, they will destroy things in order to get what they want and will even go to the extent of killing you to get that which doesn't belong to them.
Amen.
Your purpose is that thing. Purpose is your God-given assignment that God has placed on your life before the foundation of the world. God knew you are going to be this.
Now, the devil,
the enemy cannot do anything about your purpose. Cannot do anything about your destiny in God. But he will do everything to you. Because he understands that if he can distract you, if he can confuse you, if he can manipulate you, if he can really take you out, then you will never fulfill your purpose.
Oh, praise God. You're right. 1,000%. That's good stuff.
So let me give the identity of the thief. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober. Be as your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking out, seeking whom he may devour. Now, your adversary is not the person that made you upset. Your adversary is not the person who distracted you. It is not the person that cut in front of you on your way to church. It's not your spouse. Got on your last nerve. It's not the praise team that didn't sing your favorite song. That didn't preach the message that ended up whipping you up one side and down the other. Your adversary is an unseen, untapped, familiar spirit. And that is makes you comfortable with being comfortable with them. So the adversary is a person, a group, a force that opposes or attacks opponents, enemies or foe. That's what adversary means. One that contends with, opposes or resists. The enemy in the Hebrew, Satan, is Satan, from an opponent, especially Satan, the arch enemy of good, adversary, Satan. Stand. Now, you need to understand, before we go any further, his job, his main objective is to confuse your directive that has been given to you by God. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so his objective is to confuse you from taking those steps that have already been ordered by the Lord. Because, you know, I thought about this, the concept of manipulation. Now, any form of manipulation is witchcraft.
Right. Amen.
That's just the root. Any form of manipulation is witchcraft. Now, when you go back to the beginning of time, first of all, let me just interject this. Christopher Columbus never discovered anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to say that. Now, the Europeans went to Africa, and I've been there a couple of times. They went to Africa, and what they did was they used the Word of God. They used the Bible to manipulate those people. In other words, showing them the reason why we got here on this big ship to this land that we've never been before is because of this book. And so this they're telling these people, this book will give you life, will give you riches. And, of course, it will.
Yeah.
But they used it in a manipulative way, and they still use that, and that's how they enslave them from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, every slave camp that I've visited in Ghana, in Nigeria, every slave camp that I have toured, the first building as you enter the camp that is visible is a church.
Mm-hmm.
So they use religion, they use the Bible to manipulate, to take, to subdue, and to conquer these people.
Wow.
Okay? They use the same Bible to sleep with their women.
Mm-hmm.
And the same Bible to send them away into slavery into other lands across the world. Now, let's flip it to the spiritual side. The Bible says that one-third of the angels in heaven followed Satan.
Ooh.
Now, when you think about it, one-third of 1,000 would be a significant portion.
A lot. I'm horrible at math, by the way. A lot.
So then one-third of them went with him. Now here it is. Now we are here today, striving, living, preaching, teaching, and trying to live the best way we know how to be pleasing before God, so when that day comes, we can attain what has been promised to us, streets of gold, gates of pearl, walls of jasper,
yes,
city on a hill, and in heaven, the living men worshiping God before him, day and night, hosanna, hosanna, all of that. That's what we're trying to attain, because we got a promise.
Yes.
We're looking forward to something. Now,
those
one-third of those angels, they were already where we're trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
They are already experiencing the splendor of heaven. They're already experiencing no pain, no sickness, no cancer, no in the world am I going to allow one person to manipulate me to leave all of that to follow them to some place that I don't even know about?
Oh.
Based on the act of manipulation. Manipulation. And manipulation.
That sounds like my next show.
It's the residual effect of distraction. Manipulation comes with distraction. Manipulation comes with confusion. It comes with gossip. It comes with envy. It comes with pride. It comes to take on the form of something that is good to you, but it ain't good for you.
Amen to that. Ooh, drop bombs.
Fire.
Man, I'm speechless. That was, man, this show tonight, powerful. The only word I can say, and it was perfect timing. It was perfect timing. My clock just stopped on me, which means it's time to end this live edition of the Danielle Forbes Show. So I'm already excited to having Pastor Carl and Pastor Eric back, because this show is amazing. I'm getting all types of
chats and messages from people that they are enjoying this forum, and I'm so excited. I definitely enjoyed it, and I just want to thank the both of you, everybody from Eric and Carl and Tanisha and my mother for calling in and, you know, just really spreading the word and, you know, just helping me with the show tonight. And I'm so excited about the Danielle Forbes show. And I thank you guys so much for joining me. And I'm looking forward to the next one. So everyone, keep supporting the Danielle Forbes show and stay tuned for the next show. Thank you so much, you guys. God bless you. Keep me in prayer and the Danielle Forbes show. And to not be distracted from our purpose. You guys have a good night, and thank you so very much.
God bless you, Pastor Eric. Thank you, Danielle.
God bless you, too, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and God bless you, too. And I will talk to you very soon, and you have a good night.
Good night.
Wonderful, wonderful.